Joining us now, we have some special guests right in our studio from Northfield Shares. We have the executive director, Carrie Carroll. Good morning, Carrie. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Great. Thanks for having me. Mm-hmm. And our other guests today.
Yeah, you have two other guests, Mary Lynn and Clay Oglesby. Thank you both. For coming in today.
Good to be here.
We're here to talk about a new initiative that has been put forth by the Northfield Shares. And Carrie, once again, why don't you remind our listeners what the mission is for Northfield Shares for those who may not know?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So Northfield Shares, which is our community foundation, is really about raising up all the other nonprofits in town through fiscal and financial support. Ultimately, that's really our service that we can bring to the community, is financially supporting all the amazing projects and programs and initiatives our other nonprofit partners in town do. So many of you have probably heard of us through the Volunteer Hub, which is, if you want to say, serving of time and talent. And then you have the serving of the treasures, which is our gifts and the philanthropy piece of our work. There's so much potential. There's so much generosity in this town. And collectively, if we put that all together, it can do amazing things, not only today, but the fun part about the job and the business and the foundation world is it does it forever. So the people today get to put a stamp on the future of many, many, many generations to come, which is kind of a cool twist on philanthropy.
Yeah, that's more than kind of a cool twist. That's a real cool twist.
It's a really cool twist, yeah. So,
You have a new program. It's the Environmental Sustainability Fund. Did I have that title correct?
Yep, that's correct.
And Clay and Mary Lynn have been instrumental in that.
They've been really good. Just to back up a little bit, some of our listeners probably have heard that we did an electric vehicle event the last couple falls, which really was kind of the initial start. Actually, I think it was Rich who kind of teed us up with the Recharge team. But they really led the efforts in starting this fund. And we said, instead of just doing one little event on it, let's build on it. Let's make this fund. Let's really have it be a financial support for all things environmental sustainability in our town and our community. So that was really the initial part. So this fund is created, and then the generosity of Clay and Mary Lynn have issued a wonderful and brought forth a great gift. So I'm going to turn the mics over to the two of them.
Yeah, let's find out a little bit more about this. First of all, talk about your relationship, I guess, with Northfield Shares and especially the environmental part of it.
Sure. I've been a board member of Northfield Shares. This is my seventh year, actually. Uh-huh. I happened to be chair for the 3 years prior. So get to watch as people donate to and create funds about things that are really important to them. And that's one of the beauties of Northfield Shares, is that people can donate money that's going to be used now and, as Carrie will talk about, in the future in perpetuity as new needs arise. And so when the Environmental Fund got created, as Carrie mentioned, through the Recharge event, and we knew Northfield Shares knew wanted to be bigger than it's just not about EVs. And so Clay and I started talking about getting involved, particularly with that fund, as that's something that is important to us. And I'll let Clay talk some about that. Mm-hmm. Why
Northfield Shares? So why Northfield Shares? So we've been residents in Northfield community for about 25 years now, and like everybody else here, we love the community, we love the town and the area, Dundas and all surrounding vicinity. So for us, it's just a gesture to say we love this place, we belong here, we want a great many people to be at home here, and we want the future here to be as rich and as beautiful and as safe as the past has been. So we offered to invest, as others have, in the Environmental Sustainability Fund through Northfield Shares, hopefully to prompt others to give as well. It's a passion for us to attend to climate action or climate change, the climate crisis, however you want to express it. And there are some Quaker authors who talk about tending to the world 10 miles around you. So not the whole planet all at once, but to take care of the 10 miles nearest to you. So that's Northfield and Dundas and a whole lot of farmland. And so we're trying to watch the watershed and the farms in the area and also these communities to try to address the environmental care issues that arise for us now. So,
well, I really love that thought. Within 10 miles, you know, you know, take care of your own little world. And if everybody does that, we're going to have a great world.
Right. Yeah, there really are a lot of things. I think sometimes with climate change, we just get overwhelmed, or with, you know, sustainability, like, what can I do? But there are, you know, there are things people are doing in the community. And the city has some goals around sustainability and climate. And so what we can do with Northfield Shares and with our fund will be in partnership with them. It's in partnership with some folks that are already starting to do some work but are going to need more support. So that's what's exciting for me about Northfield Shares, is that we can, as Carrie mentioned, we can just connect with a lot of other people who are on the ground doing the work. And we're able to partner with them.
Are there some, you know, specific areas of either the environment, sustainability, some things that you're looking to focus on with this?
Well, we're not creating the initiatives. We're kind of hoping to support those who do take those steps. But there are the sorts of ideas that arise out of the city plan and other organizations, things like particularly caring for, let's say, lower-income families in the area. So we've had suggestions from others to, as possible directions, to put up skirt insulation around manufactured homes, or window insulation kits, home energy audits, the kinds of supporting and navigating for lower income families around such initiatives. So not everybody can afford to buy an EV today, but many people are affected by climate change. So how do we be sure the whole community comes along, not only those who can afford to take some important steps, but those who need support to take that action? So those are some ideas that have come to us from climate change groups like Citizens Climate Lobby and others.
Have you talked to a lot of those groups? Or been involved with them?
Yep, and we've been, Rotary, which their climate action group, we partnered with them around the EV initiative. Something Carrie did that I'm excited about, and you correct me if I say this wrong, but she went to one of the environmental classes at St. Olaf, and those brilliant young people have created, or are creating, kind of a rubric for us to say, how are we going to evaluate projects and programs that come to us for grant money. And so we're tapping into their expertise. We'll tap into other people's expertise, like around maybe the Cannon Water Project, as we go forward to start being able to grant money. But we can't grant any money until the fund gets a little bigger. That's the magic twist of philanthropy. So if you're listening.
Yes.
Yeah. let's talk about that, how to fund the sustainability fund, the funding part of it. Tell us about that.
So as we mentioned earlier, Clay and Mary Lynn have been very generous in issuing a challenge. They will match dollar for dollar up to $5,000 of gifts, which is amazing. It would definitely put the fund in full throttle if we made another $10,000 contribution to the fund, which would be super exciting. So then it would start doing its work in fall of 2024. Folks who are interested, we are wide open. You can mail it to us. Our mailing PO box is on our website. We actually have an online donation page on our website. You just go to that page and just choose the correct fund in the pull-down menu. You can call me at the office, and we'll take your credit card right over the phone. You can do it on your own on the website. If you have questions, obviously give us a call at the office, and we'll be happy to help you make that come to life. I know there are actually some folks in town who have used their own individual donor advised fund or their qualified charitable distributions from their IRAs and whatnot that have also made contributions to our the foundation in the past. So there are many ways to put your money where your passion is. How's that?
Very good. Very good.
And well, if I can just promote a little bit, Earth Day, which is happening on this Saturday, and I just saw that they're going to move it inside to the UCC Church because of the weather. But so the Earth Day Committee is using Northfield Shares Volunteer Hub to get volunteers for that event. So I would encourage people to attend that. Other ways you can get involved is you can plant a tree. And so I'm sure there'll be more information about that when you were talking about the 10-mile radius.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So. All right. Once again, we're talking with folks from Northfield Sharers, Carrie Carroll, along with Clay and Mary Lynn Oglesby. We're talking about the Environmental Sustainability Fund that's being set up now. Has that actually been set up in the past?
And yep.
Okay. So we just want to continue to grow that.
We need to grow it up and make it do its work.
All right. Is there anything else you'd like to mention, either about the fund, environmental sustainability, or Northfield Shares?
I'll just say on behalf of Northfield Shares, again, Clay and Mary Lynn, thank you, thank you, thank you. This is an incredibly generous gesture. This sounds a little bit, but we really love it when people like really think globally but act locally. I think that's what Clay's quote said really in its nutshell. If people in the community have other passions, definitely get a hold of me at the office. We'll talk. There are so many opportunities of philanthropy adding to our funds that already exist, like this one, and just growing them so they can do better work down the road. Or if there's something else you're really passionate about making sure it's supported financially down the road, please reach out to the office.
All right. Thank you so much for coming in today. And thank you for helping make Northfield a better place. Much appreciated.
Thanks, Jeff. Good to be here. Bye-bye.
From Northfield Shares, that's Executive Director Carrie Carroll, along with Clay and Mary Lynn Oglesby. You're listening to 95.1 FM and AM 1080. We're streaming online, kymnradio.net.